Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today, and I hope that wherever you are at in your day, that it is going amazing. So we just came through another weekend, and it was Mother's Day weekend, and a lot of times when I'm out and about, I can be very sensitive or aware of energies, and I'm sure many of you feel the same way. And those of you who are listening who are empaths, and some of you maybe who are listening who are empaths and just don't know it yet, you'll want to pay attention in this episode. So an empath is essentially someone who's very sensitive to energy. And so when you're around big crowds, it can feel overwhelming. Or maybe sometimes you can start to pick up on the emotions and feelings of other people, but you're buying them as your own and you just don't even realize. So that can be like when you come home, say you've been out and about and maybe you feel sad or depressed or angry and you just don't really know why. You don't have a reason. It doesn't make sense. And so oftentimes that can just be an indication of, that you're picking up on these energies from other people. And so what's interesting is, and what I wanted to really talk about today is that, everything is energy. And, I've discussed this numerous times in previous episodes, and you can pretty much make sense of anything in your life when you acknowledge that everything is simply energy. And so even when we pass on, we simply change form. We're just simply changing form. And so that's when our loved ones are around us and, we can sense those energies as well. Now their energies are a much higher frequency, so it's a lot more subtle. And so I like to use the analogy of a fan. And so when a fan's on low speed or a low rate of vibration, you can see the blades, right? If it's not moving at all, you can totally see that there's 5 blades on that fan, right? And then when it's on low, if you follow it with your eyes, because your eyes can still keep up at that low pace, you can still see that there's 5 blades. It's just they're maybe a little bit more blurred because they're moving. But when you have that fan on high, you can't tell at all. It's just a blur. Like you can just see a blur, right? Now, if you've ever been on a plane with a propeller, that propeller when it's going at its highest speed, you can't see it at all. It disappears. Have you ever noticed that? And so that is what we do when we change form. Our vibrational frequency is so high that we're invisible. Like you cannot see us, just like a plane propeller. And so a lot of people have a hard time believing that their loved ones are with them. And so I was having a conversation with a client recently, and it was like her husband just doesn't really believe in this stuff, and yet the messages that were coming through for him were really making sense. Like, how could I know what I knew? And they made sense to things that he had going on. And so when you're truly a logical person and you're trying to make sense of it in this reality, you just won't. Because this reality is full of lies and deceptions and doesn't tell us the truth. And there's reasons behind that. And, if you've listened to any of the other episodes where I talk about light and darkness, darkness is lack of information and light is information. And so that darkness, the dark side, the unconsciousness of the planet doesn't want us to be aware. Okay. And then those people who are in that frequency who want power and control are trying to keep people out of their awareness. And so that's kind of what's going on in the background. But the whole point of this episode is just to really point out that life isn't what you think it is. Life isn't always what it seems. And so it's important to go to question when things don't make sense. And so if you are, feeling sad or feeling depressed or feeling anxious or feeling angry, just know that all you have to do is ask, who does this belong to? And if it's not yours, it will simply leave. You were just picking up on it from some other location or someone that you maybe even drove by or walked by in a grocery store. It's really that simple. It's all just energy. And so if you really want to understand why, like why would that happen, is we're all healers. Like those of you who are listening here on this podcast, you are drawn to something deeper, deeper meaning, something, a higher purpose. You know that there's more to life and you are seeking that. And so we've lived other lifetimes where we've been healers and we've done the energy work. And it used to be that you would kind of like pull that energy through your body and then that person would be healed. And that's not how this time is meant to be. This time is meant to be personal responsibility, that everyone should be at working at a level of consciousness that they can see their own stuff and work through their own stuff. And we're not quite there yet. That's why there's lots of people who are doing like energy therapies and energy modalities like Reiki and body talk and emotional release therapies and quantum healing and all of that kind of stuff, right? And we even have now machines that will do like energetic frequency healing within the body. There's also sound healing or crystal bowls, like all kinds of different things out there that will help to shift energy and shift frequency. And so, you know, just pay attention to those things. And we can simply, by having conscious awareness on things that are lies in this reality, we can actually change them. And so I'm going to be doing a 9-day live starting on May the 24th. I'll be starting at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. And you have to sign up in order to get the links for the Zoom calls. And I'll be discussing tools, energetic tools that can help shift and change energy. And then it's going to be leading into my 8-week coaching program. And so it's called Spiritual Self-Care. And it's just really for people who are, you know, who are looking for their purpose, looking for more clarity in their life, direction, more ease and joy. That's really what the tools that I teach truly give. And, you know, I'll be having people coming on to speak. They'll be sharing their journeys in working with me and how their lives became maybe more enriched. And really, it's about empowerment. And if you are someone who just wants to be told what to do and be fixed, then this isn't going to be the place for you, because I am all about empowerment. I am all about teaching what I know. And these are tools that I've been using for nearly 2 decades, for not only for myself, but for my clients, that actually are transformative and get results, and often in minutes. So it's very, very powerful. So if you want to sign up, it is www.selfmastery.live. So that's where you go to sign up. You just put in your name and your email, and then you'll get information on that as we kind of approach May the 24th. So I really hope that you will join me. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot of powerful, transformative tools and information. And I'm really excited about the 8-week coaching program, because this stuff works. And, you know, I just have to laugh, because, you know, people who have learned from me in the past, their families go, what is up with you? Like, what are you on? Like, thinking they went to their doctor and got on some antidepressant or something, because it's just that noticeable. So when you start to look at everything as energy, you can start to make sense of anything. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you, and just know that, you know, sometimes when things aren't making sense, we have to go to question. And when we go to question, then we gain awareness and we get the clarity from there. And so, you know, coming out of this weekend, there was a few things that kind of took place, and I'm so grateful for. And so now I have to use the tools that I'm going to be teaching, even for myself in this, in, you know, what was that all about, and what am I to, what awareness am I to gain from the things that took place over this past weekend? And it was a beautiful weekend. It was an emotional weekend. And so I know that there's some change and transformation taking place there, and things didn't go how I thought they would. And yet it was still a really amazing experience. So sometimes it is really about letting go of power and control, or what you think something should be or shouldn't be, and just really allowing yourself to be with it and go with the flow of the energy of it. Because the universe often has a plan, and the universe always has our backs. And sometimes magic is hidden in the darkest of places. So, you know, sometimes when we have maybe a little bit of a bump in the road or a little bit of a challenge, that just gives us some clarity in what we need for moving forward. And it's really, really magical and really, really amazing. Excuse me. So I just wanted to share that and also say that the universe is always giving us signs. And are you willing and are you open to seeing what those signs are? Are you willing to see them? Are you willing to acknowledge them? Or are you just sloughing them off as coincidence or doubting what you are getting? And that's the difference between some people. So this client of mine with her husband, like, his mom keeps coming through, and it's like he's so doubtful. It's like he misses her, and I think he wants to believe, but logically it just doesn't make sense to him. Like, he has a hard time with it. And it's like, I don't know you, and I don't never met your mom before she passed, so how could I know the things that I know, right? So she's just trying to show him that there's this whole other depth to life. And so it's kind of cool to observe this mother, you know, giving signs and sharing. And, you know, it's going to be really cool to see how the journey unfolds, because I know her presence is so strong and her determination and kind of how resistant he is. And yet he's with someone now who is on the spiritual path. And so there's kind of no backing out of it, right? Like, they're in relationship together, and I know that he trusts his wife. So, it's just going to be really beautiful to see it unfold. And men are really coming into their spiritual awareness right now. And as things shift and change and the frequency increases on the planet, like, it's always going to continue to do that. More and more people are tapping into the truth and into their own journeys and experiences. And so I did a class a few weekends ago, Intuitive Mastery Retreat, and it was really cool to see that there was three men, there was almost four, excuse me, pardon me. And it was just really cool to see that many men participating, and it just shows me how things are shifting and changing. And things are really opening up for people. So be gentle with yourself on the journey. Trust what you're getting. Rather than downplay it as a coincidence, acknowledge the synchronicity. And even if you're not sure, just say, I wonder. You know, don't say, oh, that's not true, or that can't be, because honestly, you're just pushing away the magic and the possibility that's showing up for you with the universe having your back. And so if you're really struggling with the synchronicity, just say, well, I wonder. And you'll start to see. It'll start to be revealed to you with more clarity. So that is the journey. It's really staying in question and asking questions and gaining more awareness and gaining more clarity. And, you know, so many people right now, I think, too, are really wondering what their purpose is here and what, you know, what the meaning of life is and what's going to fulfill them. And so allow yourself to ask those questions and just see what starts to show up for you, because your purpose is to do what brings you joy and what lights you up. That's your purpose. And I think so many people have a hard time because there's a lie in this reality that you have to work hard. And it's not to say that it isn't hard work sometimes, but if it's something that you love doing, it doesn't feel that way. To someone else, it might look like hard work because maybe you're doing something that they aren't drawn to, but it doesn't have to be the way people think it is. There's so many lies in this reality that are sticking people, keeping people stuck, keeping them away from their power and their potency, away from their strengths and their abilities and their gifts. And that's not what we're here for. So maybe ask some questions around what's right about you. And see, this is so interesting that I have to keep clearing my throat. So I'm going to say, even in that, it's about speaking truth. And there's a book out there that's called Outwitting the Devil. and it's by Napoleon Hill. And it's just really amazing because that unconsciousness is constantly at us. Like when you're feeling down on yourself or doubting yourself, that's the unconsciousness. That's the darkness kind of trying to take over. And it's not like it's out to get us, okay? Like is good, like looking to get somebody, like good and bad coexist together. It's not like one is more powerful than the other. They just coexist. It's like, what are you choosing? What are you choosing to focus on? What are you choosing to see? What are you choosing to do in your life? Because everything comes down to choice, and choice is what creates. And so if you're not willing to see the darkness, then how will you know that it's even running in your life? And so let's just say you're struggling with money right now. In essence, that is darkness keeping you stuck, okay? Because the world is abundant and plentiful. And if you were to just step into what your amazing talents and abilities are, really step into that, then you would see all of the opportunity and possibilities. But if you're focused on lack, you're going to see debt, you're going to see despair, you're going to see everywhere you're stuck and everywhere you can't get out of it and everywhere you can't pay your bills and how are you going to afford this and how are you going to afford that. And so it's like, do you see how there's only two choices? You can choose to see all of the possibilities that are before you and the solutions, or you can choose to focus on the problems, which only brings you more problems. And that's kind of how the unconsciousness works. And so I've been, you know, really consciously aware of how that darkness is kind of around me and within me. And it's like yin and yang. It's within all of us. There is a dark side to all of us, you guys. So you have to be willing to see it all. And when you're willing to see it all, then you can see the possibilities. And then you can also see where the limitation might be holding you back. And you can say, you know what? I'm not buying that lie anymore. I'm letting that go. It's like when you call the darkness out and then you expose it to light, it no longer exists. So it's interesting, isn't it? And so I really hope that you will consider joining my coaching program to gather and gain that clarity and to work through us, I guess, work through it on in the 8-week journey that I'm going to be taking everyone on to gain that clarity, to see your strengths, to really build on what's possible in our lives, because the world needs so much more empowerment and to see people who are joyful and lit up. So I thank you so much for joining me here, and we'll see you in the next episode.